Martin, what are your memories of Sir Bobby over your sort of footballing career?
Well, I didn't really know him that well, I must admit. It was obviously his own exploits as a manager. Really, as much to do with the fact that when I was at Nottingham Forest as a player, he was a manager of Ipswich at that time and doing remarkably well. You know, and I think that he had a bit of rivalry going with Brian Clough at that time, so it was pretty good.
There's obviously a rivalry between Newcastle and Sunderland fans, but when you mention Sir Bobby, that seems to cease. You know, they all love him.
Well, it does, and that's it. I mean, he has he's got universal appreciation, I think. And I think that goes from his wife as well, too, who comes over to quite a number of our matches and is made very welcome, and I think enjoys it. So I hope that's not upsetting anybody over at Newcastle. But it is remarkable, really, that he seems to transcend everything. But I think that's been Bobby really all his life. You know, I think that other than the harsh treatment he got as England manager for a little while, the time that results supposedly weren't going all that brilliantly, and yet they end up in a semi-final of a World Cup. Other than that period of time, I think that he was held in great esteem.
And it says a lot, doesn't it, that so many people from all sort of walks of sport and life have turned out tonight to honour him.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, the very fact is that, again, just your very point, that he just he's universally accepted as a fantastic manager, and not only was he popular with everybody, but he was appreciated by everyone as well too. So tonight I'm expecting something half decent.